I'm sure you've heard that quote that 80% of success comes from showing up, right? 80% of success comes from showing up. But what does that look like and how do you actually do it? Like it's not just, I don't know, going and sitting in your office for 8 hours and doing nothing or scrolling Facebook or getting somehow distracted and lost in the dark recesses of the internet. That's not just showing up and being there physically is not enough, right? So how do you actually show up? And especially if you are an entrepreneur, if you are running your own business, if you're a solopreneur, if you're a freelancer, if you're working with clients or trying to get clients, how do you actually show up in your business, in your life, in your career, in a way that actually leads to that success that you desire? Well, I don't even know where this came from, but it kind of came as a spark of inspiration that really what it comes down to is plan the work the plan, and win. And I know that this is not that original because the best success advice is never completely original because human beings have been creating amazing things for thousands of years. And like we've been planning the work and working the plan and winning in all sorts of ways for like all of modern human history, right? We've been doing amazing things for a very long time. And so this advice may not feel that new, but the novelty in it, the excitement in it, what makes me feel great about it and share it with you today is that when you actually do this, you will experience an incredible sense of power and control over your destiny and over your ability to create what you want in your life and to live the life that you want to live. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about plan the work the plan, and win. I am Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let's get into it. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, plan the work the plan, and win. Let's break that down. So, you've heard the phrase, money loves speed. And I completely agree with it. Like implementing quickly is a superpower when it comes to any kind of entrepreneurship. Actually, like getting out there and putting offers in the marketplace and doing all that stuff quickly is a superpower. And maybe you've also heard the quote from Gary Halbert, one of the greatest copywriters, at least of our modern era and probably of all times, that movement beats meditation any day. Movement beats meditation any day. And what he's talking about here is, frankly, that a lot of people don't actually work the plan, right? They don't actually, they study, they research, they try to learn more, they try to develop themselves. They're always trying to get better before they actually show up because they have this fear of failure. They have this fear of maybe I'm going to put myself out there and get rejected, right? And so you can use activity to masquerade as accomplishment. You can use activity of researching and learning more and trying to get better and going through new trainings, etc., so that you don't actually have to go through the painful experience of like trying things and failing. And yet, if you move without a good plan, if you take action without a good plan, if you are just out there without any kind of, even just like a really basic roadmap, like I want to go to New York, right? Well, if I don't look at a roadmap, if I don't come up with at least a rough itinerary of, okay, I have to like drive through these states and maybe there's a few different routes that I can take, but I have to drive in the right direction, right? If I don't have at least some kind of a plan, some kind of a rough plan, then I'm not going to get to New York, right? And the same thing goes for any destination that you want to get to in your life, your business, your career. You have to slow down a little bit. Yes, money favors speed, but you have to make sure that you are speeding in the right direction, not the wrong direction. So when I talk about plan the work, the first thing that I'll say is slow down. And this can be for like an hour. This can be for 20, 30 minutes. You just take a deep breath, you slow down, and you say, okay, what, like, if this is the destination that I want to get to, what do I need to do to get there? And you can brainstorm a few different things. You can talk to people. You can have conversations with people who've taken that same journey. You can maybe even go through some training that will take you through what's going to get you to the destination that you want. Like other people who've reached the destination, how can you consult with them and how can you brainstorm and come up with your own plan of action, right? But it's like, you need to slow down, but it needs to be a contained slowdown. So I'm going to spend an hour just really thinking about how I'm going to be able to achieve this result, right? And then in that time, as you're slowing down to plan the work, you, like every great project, and I really like how Brendon Burchard talks about this in High Performance Habits. He says, you know, every great project, really, you should be able to break it down into maybe 3 to 5 big steps. He says 5 big steps, but sometimes it's 3 steps, sometimes it's 4 or 5. You really don't want it to be 38 steps to complete the project. Maybe what 38 steps is 5 specific big steps and 5 little steps under some of those and a few more little steps under some of the other ones, right? But it's 3 to 5 big steps for every project. Like these are the big milestones that I'm going to have to pass in order to get whatever it is that I am looking to get, right? And when I know those, then I can break those down into, I need to complete this task towards this milestone. I need to complete this task towards this milestone. But really when I'm talking about planning the work in terms of like the big plan, it's how can I break this down into the 3 to 5 biggest steps, biggest milestones that I need to pass in order to achieve whatever outcome, in order to actually, it's not even achieve the outcome, it's get the work done that I believe is going to get me to the outcome. So it's like, if you wanna build a funnel that's generating, you know, $10,000 a day or whatever, you need to not necessarily say, oh, how do I generate $10,000 a day? It's how do I build and launch this funnel? And how do I start driving traffic to it? And there are very specific action items within that. There's not the action items within $10,000 a day. There's action items within build the funnel, launch the funnel, drive traffic to it, test new traffic sources, test new elements within the funnel. And if you do the work, if you do the steps that are required for each of those you know, big milestones, then what's going to happen, the end result, is that you're going to get the outcome that you desire. So you have to plan around specific actionable items. So that was plan the work. Next up, work the plan. You know, number one thing that's required for working the plan, for getting the results you want, is just to show up. Just, you have to show up. I'm sorry, you have to show up and you have to do the work, right? So you show up, and when I say show up, like that's the 80% of success comes from showing up. You show up, not just like physically being in the space, but you show up in there and you get in there and you dig in and you do whatever the work is that needs to be done. And sometimes it's going to be really fulfilling and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable. Some days you're not going to want to do it. Sometimes like that work is going to feel hard. Sometimes it's going to feel like, oh geez, I don't know what to do. Like this is like, sometimes you're going to have all these negative emotional reactions and shame and like agony around just getting in there and doing the work. Sometimes it's going to be really vulnerable. You're going to have to put your work out there and face acceptance or rejection. And sometimes it's going to be rejection, right? But ultimately what it comes down to is you plan specific action items that you need to complete. You plan the work, then you work the plan. And so you're going to put time on your calendar. Neary Al calls this time boxing. My coach Joseph Rodriguez has called it time blocking, like, and other people call it time blocking. It's setting an appointment with yourself. And the reason that this works is you're making an implementation intention. You are, and this is proven to actually get work done. You make an implementation of what you need to do, at what time, where, with whom, right? And it's really easy if you have a meeting, okay, we need to have a meeting about, you know, whatever topic, we need to have it at this place or at the Zoom link or whatever. These people need to be involved, right? You set this implementation intention for a meeting. You need to do the same type of thing for your own work. So, you know, where am I going to do this work? What do I need to get done? What's going to tell me that it's done? You set this implementation and you put the box of time on your calendar. You don't need to fill every day with it, but you need to like set time aside on a regular basis for this. And so this, and then you actually need to show up and you need to honor your own appointments. And sometimes that can be difficult. I speak from personal experience. I am perpetually trying to get better at honoring my own appointments with myself. And at the same time, the more that I do it, the more that I know that I am working successfully, being successfully, and working towards the wins that I want to create in my life. So plan the work the plan, and we are at win. Now, I will say that this is not just about, like, it's not just about the win. It's not just about the destination. When you plan the work and you work the plan, you are going to get results. You're going to get results. And honestly, some of them will be much better than you expected, and some of them will be much worse than you expected. That is reality. Like, especially doing any kind of creative work, doing marketing work, doing that sort of stuff, like, you know, most of my audience is into, right? If you are doing imprecise, like, okay, if I need to screw the right size screw into the right size hole, and it's all like done metallically, getting that result it's all done metallically. It's all like machine screws, etc. So it's like a metal hole perfectly threaded for this screw, and getting that result is just completely consistent and it's unquestionable. Like, if I line up the screw and the screw is not faulty and the hole is not faulty and I line up the threads, it's gonna go in. But most of our work is not as simple as that. Most of our work is not as simple as assembling widgets. Most of our work is going to involve a lot of dynamic factors that are going to contribute to success or failure. And winning here is more about, did you plan the work and did you work the plan, right? And did you get some kind of results? And then it's a matter of, do you have the testing mindset? Do you have the growth mindset such that if you experience what you might call failure, that failure does not mean give up. Failure does not mean that you shouldn't have done the work. Failure doesn't mean anything besides this is a learning opportunity where I didn't get the result that I desired and expected. And what can I learn from that? So every failure is a learning opportunity, and every success is an opportunity to scale, to do more, to go deeper into that, to find ways to repeat that elsewhere, right? And you will experience the most success from this if it's just about plan the work, work the plan, get those results and figure out what's the wins, right? And repeat, plan the work, work the plan, and win. Plan the work, work the plan, and win. Plan the work the plan, and win. And the more that you do this, and the more consistently you do this day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, the more incredible results you're going to create in your life, your career, your business, like whatever it is that you set out to do. You just sit down and you say, okay, what is the bare minimum plan that I need to have in place before I can really start working on this? And how does that define my action items? And then how can those action items go on the calendar? And then how can I show up and do the work at the time? And then what kind of results do I get? And how does that inform the next thing that I do and the next thing that I do and the next thing that I do? And it becomes this virtuous feedback cycle. And the most successful people that I have ever met, if you really get in there and you ask them, and some of them are more vulnerable and ready to admit this than others, but if you get in there and ask them, the most successful people that I have ever met, that I've ever known, that I've ever worked with, have far more losses, especially earlier on in their careers, their life, their business, far more losses, far more failures than they have wins. It's just that they've learned a lot about what doesn't work, and they've learned a bit about what does, and they do a lot more of what does work, and they try to avoid what doesn't work. And so they've learned from more failures than more people, and so they're able to achieve more success than more people. And honestly, like, this is the foundation. Recently, inside my BTMS Insiders private Facebook group for people who are members of my training library. So not only do you get access to this entire training library of copywriting and marketing training, where it's over 140 hours of content that's all available instantly and on demand, like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, you also get access to a Facebook members group. And I've started doing these productivity challenges where you can actually win a short consultation call with me, at least with the initial ones. That's been the prize. And basically, I'm asking you to go through this process on a weekly basis and report back when you have actually, you know, done the work, when you plan the work and you work the plan. And winning in this case is about actually working the plan and doing the work and, you know, getting some kind of results and doing it consistently. And so, you know, whether or not you're in BTMS Insiders, of course, I would love to have you as a member, but whether or not you're in BTMS Insiders, like, this is an opportunity doing something like this to start getting more of the results you want in life. And what it comes down to, and I've just added this to my whiteboard that I see every day, is plan the work, work the plan, and win. So again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do? What are you setting an implementation intention for? Leave it in the comments below. Make it public. You know, obviously, keep whatever private needs to be private. But when you set that intention publicly, there can be a greater sense of accountability that can drive you towards taking action. So leave that in the comments below and let me know again on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. If there's somebody in your life who would find this valuable, you can certainly share it with them directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you can sign up for my daily emails, get my get episode notifications Monday through Friday, plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. One last time, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And hey, I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. And I will catch you soon with your next big breakthrough. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.